Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the year which has been described as the year of the elephant. He wasn't born at any random time, but the year of the elephant. Aamul Fil is what it is known as. A king in Yemen. He was initially and ultimately from Abyssinia, but had conquered Yemen as a soldier and then become the leader of his army. And then he wished to make his way towards Makkah al-Mukarramah to destroy the Ka'bah al-Musharrafa. Yes, to destroy that, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which so many people would come towards, they would perform their pilgrimage, they would migrate towards. He wished to destroy the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he defended his own sacred house. An entire chapter of the Quran was revealed after this. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen how فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ, how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? Abraha, this king, his entire army was decimated, it was crushed. By what? By small little birds. He had a huge elephant, that too, destroyed. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to preserve his house that built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Preserve it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who at that time was not yet born. Allahu Akbar. So the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam marked the end of Abraha, the end of the life of Abraha, the end of the army of Abraha, the end of the elephant of Abraha, the end of tyranny, and also to mark the beginning of divine mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a mercy for all the worlds. So when we celebrate the Mawlid in this blessed month, in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we must remember this, that we are celebrating the coming of that individual whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared the world for his coming, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.